credit cards myself. I haven't.
Well, you've gone to a place where you had an account, always paid cash, so what you couldn't for? They got you there. You ought to have some kind of credit. But I think basically the people, honestly, but if something hits them, Mr. Montgomery, they can't help it. It hurts just the same.
Oh, yeah.
Financially. I think people don't know how to pay the bills. It's been in trouble all along. They don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
You take $10 on a $50 bill and pay $10 and go down to like $30, well, you're not going nowhere. It's like your sins are overtaking.
Mm-hmm.
They'll
overtake you pretty quick, that way.
I guess the only excuse you for is to think, that's all. All you can do is think.
Mm-hmm.
Think it through.
Mm-hmm.
But you, at your age, if you don't take a portion of your money and sold it away, you're running in trouble. You got sick and carry your sick and accident insurance as long as you can. Don't load up on it. Just enough to see you through, because nobody else is going to do it for you.
I know very well, and especially on the salary I have to watch just about every penny that comes in and goes out.
Now, if you ask for a raise and they don't give it to you, just tell them you want the same salary more often. Maybe they'll give it to you.
Well, who do I ask? I don't know. See, I'm paid by the state of Arkansas. Actually, at the university.
Well, this place is no worse off. And they pay more for education than well. They got just as dumb ones everywhere as they got here.
Yeah.
There's nobody in there.
Over there teaching, you mean?
Yeah. Like I heard a friend at the county jail say one time, he could stand anybody that could stand him. Well, that stuck with me all through life.
Tell me how much traveling you've done. Have you done much traveling around the area, around the country?
I've been to Arizona 5 times. I've been to Washington. I've been all over the country, and I worked out of St. Louis during the 1918 AIDS flu, taking remains home all over the country. I only went out of a company. 250 were able to travel. That's about all. I've been to Phoenix, Arizona 20 times. All different part of the country. I haven't been to Hawaii, out of the country, any.
Mm-hmm.
A few principal cities and towns. Mississippi. Haven't been to Alabama or anywhere like that. Been to Texas. I didn't have much time. I'd be here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm busy here all day long, doing something. Mm-hmm. I don't sit down and moan about it. Get up and move.
Never have, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess I'm hyperactive, I guess. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I get tired, sit down 5 minutes, I'm ready to go again.
Mm-hmm. I'm lucky if I have 5 minutes to sit down and wait once in a while.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. You see, if you don't get away from it, it's coming time you wish you had.
Yeah, sure.
And you got plenty of sense. You can tell when something's hurting you.
Yeah.
Back from it. You don't have to have a PhD and learn how to take care of yourself. Because nobody else is going to do it for you.
No. Well, a lot of things go into getting a PhD, and one of them is that you don't want to get out of school. A lot of people stay in and get a PhD because they don't want to get out of school and do anything else, so they keep studying. But
are you going to make this work your life's work?
No, not my life's work.
Life work.
Make teaching, yeah. Well, teaching's my life. I'm teaching.
Occupation.
Yeah, I'm teaching 4 freshman classes over there now. And it looks like that's what I'll be doing for a little while. I'm also teaching grammar courses. But that's
something everybody